Okay, today by the Shem we're going to learn Perek Beis of Maseches Arla, Mishnayos Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. So Mishnah Tes Vav talks about, again, what the same types of topics we've been talking about. Tavlin Shel Truma V'Shel Kilei HaKerem Shenafel B'Gdeira. Let's say you have spices of Truma and of Kilei HaKerem that go into a pot of food. Lo Be'elu K'dei L'Tabel, V'lo Be'elu K'dei L'Tabel. But neither the Truma nor the Kilei HaKerem on their own would have been able to spice the food. But V'n Starfu V'Tiblu, together they're able to be metabol the food. Together they're able to spice the food in combination with each other. So also the zar mutal kadam, consistent with the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, a zar is not allowed to eat that food because whichever one you look at is an isser to him. The kilei hakerem is also to him, just like it's also to everybody, and the truma is also to him because he is a zar. But for a kohen, it's going to be mutter because the kohen is allowed to have truma. He's only not allowed to have Kilei HaKerem, and the Kilei HaKerem on its own would not have done anything. So since Kohanim can eat Truma, the only thing that's an Isser for them is the Kilei HaKerem, and the Kilei HaKerem alone would not have accomplished any flavoring of the food. So the food is going to be Mutter, because Zevezek Goreim is Mutter, whereas Rabbi Shimon Matila Zarim Vila Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says that even a Zar is allowed to eat such food, because again, Rabbi Shimon is Lishi Taso in the last Mishnah, and back in Mishnah Yud, where Rabbi Shimon says the only time two things are going to be able to combine with each other is when they are the same Isser and the same Min. Over here you have two things that are two separate Isurim, and therefore they will not combine with each other. Moving on to Mishnah Tezayin. So Mishnah Tezayin talks about Dinim of Kadshim. Chaticha shel Kadshe Kadshim. Let's say you have a piece of meat of Kadshe Kadshim. Kadshe Kadshim are different than Kadshim Kalim. Both Kadshe Kadshim and Kachim Kalim are holy, but Chatas and Nashim is Kachim. Kachim has to be eaten only in the Azara, whereas Kachim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Kachim is eaten only by Kohanim. Kachim Kalim can be eaten even by people who are not Kohanim. So there are a whole number of restrictions that apply to Kachim that does not apply to Kachim Kalim. But over here, the relevant one is that Kachim can only be eaten by Kohanim. So it would be like the parallel of, let's say, like Truma, which can only be eaten by Kohanim. Vishal Pigal Vishal Nosar, and you have a piece of pigal meat or Nosar meat, which is Osir to everybody. You come in, not allowed to eat pigal or Nosar. Pigal is when you shech the carbon, having in mind that you're going to be Makti de Murim Chutz Lizmano, or something like that, that you're going to be Ochel Chutz Lizmano. It's a Machsheves Chutz Lizmano, Machsheva, that you're going to do something beyond the time that you're allowed to do. Nosar is when you actually leave it over past the time, meaning you're allowed to eat the carbon for a day and a night, and it's now 2 days later and the meat is still here. So that meat is nosar. So pigal and nosar. So you have a chaticha of kache kachim, and you have a chaticha of pigal or nosar. And they were cooked together with regular chulin meat. And there was enough chulin meat to be mevatel the kache kachim meat, and there's enough chulin meat to be mevatel just the pigal and the nosar meat, but there's not enough chulin meat to be mevatel the combination of the kachi kachim plus the pigal and nosar meat. So the halacha is asur lezarim. So that haroves is going to be asur for a non kohen, because kachi kachim is asur for a non kohen, pigal and nosar are asur for a non kohen, and therefore the pigal and the nosar combine with the kachi kachim to asur all of the chulin meat. But a mutter the kohanim is going to be mutter for a kohen, because you're not going to have enough of an isser in the tarovas for a kohen, because the kachikachim is not an isser for a kohen, it's heter. So the only isser that you have in the tarovas is the pigal venosar, but the pigal venosar is not enough to asser the tarovas. And then again, consistent, Rabbi Shimon Matir lazarim vila kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says even a zar is allowed to eat that meat, because the pigal nosar on the one hand and the kachikachim on the other hand are not mitzdarif with each other, because they are not the same shame isser, and only when you have the same shame isser they mitzdarif with each other. So this is Rabbi Shimon, consistent with the last Mishnah and the Mishnah before that and Mishnah Yud. This is Rabbi Shimon Lishitaso. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Tezvav, we learned that if you have spices of Truma and Kilei HaKerem that are not sufficient on their own to spice the pot, but together they're enough to spice the pot. So Tanakama holds a zar is not allowed to eat needed because mimanavshach, both of those things are asr to him, and a kohen is allowed to eat it. But Rabbi Shimon said even a zar is allowed to eat it because the truma and kilei kerem are not mitzdarif with each other since they are two separate shemos of isra. And then in Mishnah Tazayin we learned that if you have a piece of kachay kachim and a piece of pigle or nosar that gets mixed in with regular meat, so the Tanakama holds a zar is not allowed to eat it because you don't have enough to be mevatel both isurim for the zar, but a kohen is allowed to eat it because not both of those things are asr. Only one of them is asr for a kohen, and you do have enough to be mevatel that one isur. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that it's even mutter for a zar because the two isurim are not going to be mitzdarif with each other when it comes to doing the cheshbon of bittel. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yizayin, the last Mishnah of the second parak, as well as the first Mishnah of the third parak of Maseches Arla.